time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada toll-free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will also be on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. The board members, James Allen, Natalie Jeter, Kayla McGinnis, Donna Moore, and Kyle Myers, our secretary, Tammy Harris, and our county liaison, Mark Moskowitz. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And if we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. I'm moving on to roll call. James Allen.
Here.
Natalie Jeter.
Here.
Kayla McGinnis.
Here.
Donna Moore.
Here.
And Kyle Myers here. All members are present. And appoint a Searchlight Town Advisory Board Chair and Vice Chair to serve a 2-year term and take any action deemed appropriate. So I'd like to thank, first of all the new and returning members to the board. Thank you for contributing to the community. And at this time, I'd like to motion to appoint, or nominate, I should rather say, James Allen for chairperson and Natalie Jeter for vice chairperson.
Second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed 5-0. And at this time, I'm going to let James take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle, for your service.
Thank you.
Public comment period is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Approval. Any comments by the public at this time? Okay, move on to the next item. Approval of minutes for December 11, 2024. I have a motion to approve those minutes.
I give a motion to approve.
I second that motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposing? Next item, approval of the agenda for February 12, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I'll motion to approve of the agenda for February 12, 2025.
I'll second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Next, the informational items: receive a report and updates from the South County liaison, Mark Moskowitz, regarding updates on the Puppy Love and animal vaccination event scheduled for Saturday, February 15th at Spirit Mountain Activity Center. Do Groceries on the Go program and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. I first want to just thank Kyle for serving as our chair, and James, congratulations, and Natalie, congratulations, and Donna, congratulations as well, and Caleb for being on the board, so our returning members and our new members, so I'm very excited. We've got a great group here. We're going to do great things for the next 2 years. So with that, I'll jump into my updates. As I'm sure everyone's seen the flyer, we've got the Laughlin Vaccine Clinic and Puppy Love event. This is not in replacement of the Searchlight one. The Searchlight one will still be happening in September. It's just if you need to get a vaccination or something, we want to invite the community to come down to that one. By no means do you have to. This was Commissioner Knapp wanted to take, since it honestly came from Searchlight having such a great event, and then having another great event, and then Laughlin had a great event. We really want to try to make it even a bigger event. So we're going to have a food truck, we're going to have vendors, music and stuff. So even if you don't need the vaccinations, if you want to come down on this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., come down to Spirit Mountain Activity Center in the park and just have a good time if you've got something to do. So I just want to let everyone know we're doing that one in Laughlin. And then, of course, in September, we're going to do the one again in Searchlight, and we do it a yearly basis just so it kind of keeps everyone's pets up on their shots and they don't have to remember when they need to get them or anything like that. So if you have any questions, just call our office or grab us after the meeting. It should be a good event. We did in Laughlin last year, we did about almost 200, and Searchlight we've done about 70 every time. So come if you need, and it's a great opportunity. So I want to thank again Kyle and Michelle Brown so much for last Thursday. I know there was groceries on the go on the corner of Cottonwood and 95, and Kyle and Michelle worked tirelessly to get an MOU to do it, and when I saw the pictures, I was blown away. Searchlight, you guys showed up again and really made an impact, because I know they were wondering, can we do it more than once? And thank you so much for everyone showing up. So happy it's there. It's a great thing where they do at-cost groceries. They're not going to gouge you on stuff. I mean, I think dairy is up to $3, vegetables and fruit. I've heard great reviews, and Michelle sent me this. There's some flyers in the back. The next event will be February 20th, so next week, and that's going to be from 12 to 1, and it should be the first and third Thursday for the rest of the year. So it's going to be a great resource to the community. I just want to thank Kyle so much for helping us get a spot that we can put it on, and I think the community is really enjoying it. So
I'm honored to do it. Thank you, Mark. I just wanted to say real quick as well, I've had some concerns about it only being an hour. The first step was kind of just getting them dedicated to coming out all year, and we're hoping as time goes on and it gets more popular that we could extend the time to 2 to 3 hours to catch people from coming home from work and et cetera. So
yep.
Thank you again.
And please let Kyle, Michelle, and myself know, like, you know, if times don't work or stuff like that, like, we're always willing to look at opportunities. We want to get catch the biggest net of people that we can. So they actually go to a bunch of other locations. They go to like Sandy Valley, they go to other rural areas. So they kind of run on a schedule, but I was so happy to see the pictures, and I think it was a really good success. So thank you.
It was a huge success.
Yeah.
Thank you for everyone that came and spreading the word. It was great.
Yep. And then I want to let everyone know we've got Commissioner Knapp's newsletter in the back. As always, if you'd like to get an electronic copy, just let us know. Got a lot of good information of what's going on. So please keep that. Pick one of those up. And then I know yesterday there was a very large truck and trailer fire right near the church. And I just want to thank all of our first responders from Nevada State Police, from Metro, from Fire. They did a wonderful job. It could have been much worse with how we know how dry it is. And I saw some of those pictures, but everyone did a great job. We're a great community. Thank you, Clark County Fire. I know you guys went out there, ran out of water, and they got more water. And I know NHP was out there helping with traffic. So it was a community effort. And I'm glad that no one passed away or perished in that. I know there was some other things, but it could have been much worse. So just thank you to everybody for your patience and all that and the response. So, and with that, that's all my updates.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark? Okay. Let's move on to the next informational item. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other crime concerns.
We lost our source.
We have a representative tonight.
I don't think so. But I think there's a report.
Yeah, we have a report.
Okay. I guess I got the report here. Okay. Calls for service for December 2024. Searchlight substation calls. Calls for service for December 16 compared to 37 for December 2023. Big change, 56%. And then from November 2024, we had 20 calls. Traffic citations from Metro 6 and juvenile citation 0. Business terribles, we had 2. And that is it. So, any questions on that? Okay, next informational item, receive a report from Sergeant Tom Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
Since we haven't been here for a while, we covered State Route 163 from the Arizona state line up to US 95. US 95 from the California state line all the way to I-11 currently. We don't have a squad up in Boulder City anymore, so we do take it all the way up to there. We also cover State Route 164, Nipton Road, all the way into Nipton. We don't cover Cottonwood Cove, that is Metro's jurisdiction. And then State Route 165 up into Nelson area. That's about 10, 11 miles of state road. That's what we respond to calls for, and that's what we patrol. We have about 110 miles worth of road, and currently 4 troopers. We have 2 vacant positions in there, so that definitely hurts a little bit when it comes to community events and things like that. We kind of focus on the contacts that our guys have with people rather than how many tickets they're writing. They have a lot of different contracts. We back up Metro, different agencies. Because it's a rural area, there's not a lot of us, there's not a lot of everybody, so we definitely work together as much as we can. So we back each other, we rely on that. A lot of times we have one guy on the road, and sometimes when there's calls up here, we try to respond to those as well. So in the month of January, and I'll probably change this a little bit more so that there is some comparison to different months, what happened last month and last year. I can pull those stats if that's more helpful to the board. Month of January, we had 757 contacts in our area, and traffic stops were 653 with 569 citations issued. I can tell you that we write tickets out of 3 courts. It's Laughlin Court, Searchlight Court, and Boulder City. Probably about 5% of our tickets go into Boulder City, with roughly 20% that go into Laughlin. And so the rest of them are going into Searchlight Court, so we do write a lot of tickets into this court. We had 4 crashes in the month of January. One of them was right here in Searchlight. A gentleman hit the stop sign. He was impaired and he was arrested and booked on DUI. The other arrest was a warrant arrest for a domestic battery warrant. And that's pretty much it. In terms of yesterday's fire, there was a minor injury. A driver sustained. His truck was on fire when he was driving. So by the time he got pulled over, there was flames in the cab. So it was kind of unfortunate because they were retired couple that were just traveling around, and they had 2 cats in the trailer. They couldn't get out. So they were both transported for smoke inhalation, and he had some burns. But some minor injuries, luckily. The trailer had 2 propane tanks, 1 5-gallon and 1 20-gallon. So the road was temporarily closed until it was safe for people to pass through. So obviously, with the lack of water and fire response, you know, there was a lot of smoke, and so we just didn't have traffic going through. We don't like to have to close a road down for that length of time, because I believe we backed it up for about 6 miles on the southbound side. But we did our best to try to get that open and get the traffic flowing through there. So that's what That's about all I got. Unless you guys have any questions.
Okay, thank you, Sergeant Waller. Any comments from the community? Questions? Any comments or questions from the board?
No.
Will your department be receiving any assistance when the Department of Transportation starts their project later this year?
Yeah, so that's going to be an issue too, because if they do it anything like they did last time, they'll probably move all the traffic to one direction and then put cones down the middle. So, talking to DOT, it sounds like that can start in about 3 months. And it's going to be quite a distance. It's going to go from the south side of Searchlight all the way up to like marker 30. So there'll be cone issues out there all the time. So I'm going to try to work with DOT to make sure that whoever they contract for the cones are going to be the ones to come out. So again, I got four guys. We don't have an overnight shift. Our guys get called out. So what I try to do to balance their lives out, and they're not working 24 hours a day, is we'll take those call outs when there's a public safety situation. So I'm going to try to work with DOT as best as I can. Their contractor is going to be going out when the semi comes down and tears down half a mile of cones. So to make it easy on my guys, they can't be coming out all night to do that. They work with their regular shifts. So I'm going to try to coordinate them as best as I can.
Very good. Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Sergeant Waller. Next informational item, receive a report from the Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
My name is Teresa Marshall, last name is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. So for January, we had 9 calls. We had 7 of them were medical, 1 auto, 1 fire. A couple other things I just wanted to note on. We're short staff. So we currently have 7 active members, 5 of which are only part-time in our area. Out of the 6, we have 6 of us who are firefighters. Out of those 6, we have 2 that are EMS. And then we have 1 that is just EMS, so we still have a total of 7. We have 2 out-of-districts who come to the area. We're looking for people to get involved. If anybody's interested in, you know, joining us, you can contact Jimmy Bowie. He's our chief. His number is 702-499-6835. And I'm the assistant chief, and my number is 702-376-6026. We have coverage areas that are lacking. We both work day jobs. I work in Vegas and he works for DOT, so he's not always in the area. So during the daytime hours, the 2 of us are usually always available in the late afternoons, evenings, through the night. But we do have in the daytime, sometimes you'll have a wait if something's going on for up to 45 minutes to an hour. So we just ask everybody to be patient. It's not that we're not wanting to help anybody. It's just there's not much of us. We have day jobs too. So, if anybody's interested in joining, we'd like to have you. Any questions?
Okay. Yes. Any public discussion? Anyone from the public? Board? Any questions? No. All right. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Next informational item: receive a report from Judge Jeter with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Good evening. This is Judge Chris Jeter, misspelled J-E-T-E-R, certified Justice Court, certified Justice of the Peace. Civil citations, juvenile was just 1. Civil citations, 283 in Searchlight, for total another 4, for total of 287. Criminal complaints, 4. Probable cause complaints, there's 3. Traffic citations involving juveniles, just 1. And traffic or misdemeanor citations, 87, for a total of 383 citations. That was covered in the month from January 1, 2025 to January 31st, 2025. Any questions?
Any discussion from the board?
No.
Public? No. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jordan Bunker, with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. I'll be pinch-hitting for Kathy Flanagan for the next couple months while she is enduring the cold up in Carson City during the legislative session. So happy to be here. Pleasure to be here. I have data for the past 2 months that I'll share with you this evening as far as the community water usage. In December, it was 2.7 million gallons, which was a slight increase, just about 50,000 gallons or so from December of the year before. And then in January, community water consumption was about 2.6 million gallons. And that was actually about a reduction of 280,000 gallons from January of the previous year. There's no definitive explanation as to why, but less water use, we'll take it. It's good news. There have been no major leaks or breaks to report the past couple months. And I know that Aaron and his staff, as well as our customer care folks, continue to reach out to and work with customers that might have potential on property leaks. So that concludes my report for this evening.
One other quick thing. We're currently hiring for a new rural system operator. One of our operators ended up going down and is now working at Big Bend. So we will have a new face that will be here probably sometime mid to late March. So, when I come to that, we're going to at least introduce and tell you what that means.
All right, thank you, Aaron. Jordan, any questions from the public? Comments?
I have one question.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just wondering if we could get some sort of report on the water quality as well as the quantity.
Yeah, is there anything specific as to the water quality?
Maybe just like the, just because of the mining in the area, like any of like the heavy metals in the water and things like that, just
sure.
The levels of those types of things.
Sure. We do release a water quality report, I believe, annually. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to get my hands on some hard copies of those, and I'll try to bring those out. If I can't get my hands on them, they are available on the Water District's website. But I'll do my best to try to get my hands on those.
You said only annually?
I think it's an annual report, yeah.
You guys used to mail those out to property owners, correct?
They do.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think at one of the past meetings, I don't remember how many months ago it was, but there were some that got, they did get mailed out. We did get some returned, so some people weren't getting them, but they might get it.
I was going to say, I don't recall getting one.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I got one, but we used to get them all the time. I don't know if you guys just stopped doing that across the board or just specifically out here, but... or is there a digital, maybe an email subscription people can get onto?
I don't know about an email subscription, but I do know if you go to the Water District website and you type in like the search bar, you put reports, it will pull up reports and you can just find Searchlight, click on it, and it will show you.
And it would be narrowed down just to Searchlight?
Yeah, and like I said, it'll have a breakdown of all the different reports for like Las Vegas, Cow County.
And what, do you guys usually do those annual reports in the first quarter of the year, or?
I know we're just reviewing the new one that's going to be coming out. We're just going over those numbers, so I would say it's probably the first quarter. But I'm not 100%.
Okay. Maybe you could bring it to the next meeting if it's available.
Yeah, I was just going to say if you could, when that does come out, it would be useful to have that as part of your presentation.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
No.
All right, next item, informational item, is receive a report from Sue Bishop, Senior Operations Supervisor with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. Sue.
Hi, my name is Sue Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. I'm with SNTC. We've had a few updates with our workforce. We've improved on getting drivers. We have been doing annual raises every year with about 8%, so that we've been battled with the same type of companies. We're not as high as like in Vegas, but we are pretty good for Laughlin, so that has helped improve our drivers. Our 5339 capital grants, we have the two new Laughlin vehicles that are on order for our ARBOC have been completed and we have them in. We've just got one right now. We have to go back to Carson City and pick up another one, but we're waiting on the other few that have been built that with all the government stuff going on, it's taken a little bit more time to get the grants and everything satisfied so that we can get those buses in. One of those buses will be here in Laughlin, and then we'll have some in Boulder, and then some in Mesquite. Mesquite has had some difficulty with their transportation because we have no on-service mechanics, so they have to travel, so they tend to break down, so we try to get them some of the newer stuff so that they can keep rolling. The landscape of what the buses are going to look like is going to look like our city buses. We're trying to keep everything looking alike, nice and fresh. They're contemplating how much sparkle to put in the paint so that they can be reflective. I call it bougie, but it's okay. So they want more sparkle. Circulate ridership report. We've had our ups and downs, but it's doing pretty good. Our ridership has improved a little when it comes to our bi-weekly Searchlight bus. That bus has been quite crowded. We have a Sandy Valley driver who drives here from Sandy Valley, picks up our people, takes them into town, does the shopping. I don't think if it wasn't because of him, I don't think the ridership would be as high as it is. He just gets along with us. Certain types of people, and he can draw them in, so the bus has been full quite a bit. And he's willing to drive them everywhere, so they just go all over. Some of the places, we won't say where they stop, but most of them are near Walmart, Popeye's Chicken, those are our basic stops. The Vegas Express bus has been full, but Searchlight has been a little lower. We've catered to a few people that are having difficulties because certain people get paid at certain times and they can't make our Searchlight to Laughlin. So we try to do a little catering. So if you guys do want to ride and get on Vegas Express, go to Walmart and Henderson. We're more than willing to help you. You just got to give me a call, let me know, and we'll make sure we get you to the Walmart and back home. You'll have to wait for the whole day of shopping, but it can be done. The other thing I want to say is your bus stop is being used. We've got multiple clients that have just realized how close it is to where they live. For the fact that they seen the bus pulled up and got upset because they went to Terrible's the last time. And we've been trying to announce it, and I know there's signs and people have been talking, but I guess he's kind of a homebody. He said he doesn't get out much, so he didn't know that that bus stop kitty corner from where he lives is being used as a bus stop. So he was excited, so he took it for the first time the other day. And then my driver made a mistake and took him home on the way back. I said, use a bus stop. But he said he had groceries, so he took him home. My drivers tend to cater to our people when they know them the most, so it works out. Events and partnerships. We did a bowling tournament, was successful, which held August 18th of 2024. Gross proceeds was $37,41.56. Net profits was $1,700, which was a little lower than we're used to, but they've kind of tied our hands. We used to have like raffle tickets and giveaways and stuff. With the new laws in Nevada, we have to get special permission and permits, and that costs and takes away from what we're making. It costs more than we were expected to bring in, so we didn't want to put that cost against our company and lose out. We don't want to spend more to make nothing and not be able to do what we need to do with the money, which is to help support our dialysis and our Searchlight and those people that don't have the money to pay. Because as you know, Searchlight people, for our Searchlight bus, do not have to pay. It's by donation. And if they don't have it, we don't care. It is about getting them to and from where they got to get to go. Whether it be in Laughlin or Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, we get them there. PetSmart seems to be a famous store to go to lately. So we got a new bridge, though, so we get to go down that bridge. So that does cut us. And just to let you guys know, and I don't know if you know if Mark has said anything, they raised the speed limit on that little road. It was 35, which was a difficulty, and my drivers hated it because it's only 35. Now it's 45, and I find they go about 40 miles an hour now because they don't trust those curves to go 45 in the bus. Could be the people are complaining when they get swung around in the bus. The other thing is I want to apologize. We weren't able to come out in October for our Halloween bus. I know we have brand new buses, but with brand new buses come new problems. Two of the buses that we have is the only buses running in anywhere. They're first with us, they're hybrids, they're mostly electric, and they both failed us. So we had to have a tow truck come and get them, take them to Vegas and fix them two different times. So that did not allow me to bring my haunted bus down, but we will get, that has been corrected. They are running well, so hopefully by next year we won't have those complications and we can get another bus down here. We were able to help out with Shop with a Cop, whether it come, we picked up just a few from Searchlight because they did things a little different this year, but we did come up here and get our kids and head back down. It was a lot of fun. The kids had a great time. It's so fun. If you look at our flyer that we put back there, we have the pictures of kids, mostly Laughlin, with about three Searchlight kids, and I don't know if you can find them in that bunch, but they're there. They had a great time. It was a lot of fun. We did do our older children. We took them to go shopping on their own. That's with the Betterment program. The Searchlight Betterment program. I hope I said that right. So that was a lot of fun. Some things have changed. I'm not able to get up here as much. So I've had to have my other drivers fill in. Had some difficulties with my driving. So I can't drive my company vehicles when it comes to CDL. But that will be fixed, so I'll be able to come back up here and do some more. We're still looking forward to getting more people to come to Laughlin to go party. I got the Bill Rays on lined up, and they're ready for you guys to come, so we can have a lot of fun. They will have a live band, so food, so it'll be great. Any questions?
Any comments, questions from the public? From the board?
Thank you for all your community support. We appreciate it.
We love doing
going the extra mile to help the people.
Thank you.
I'll just jump in real quick. I appreciate Sue bringing that up. I forgot to mention, she's correct, the speed on the Silver Cup crossing the new bridge has gone up to 45. Public Works did a traffic study and a speed study and figured that it could handle it. And Public Works is also actively working to add some more little turnout areas just for safety and for if there's issues with vehicles, stuff like that. So I think it's a good testament to show that we listen to the community and everyone. I know Searchlight didn't complain as much as other communities, which I appreciate. But we looked at it, Commissioner Knapp looked at it, and we were able to make it change within less than a year, which I think is really great for showing how we were able to do that. So enjoy it. Don't, as Lieutenant Rogers said yesterday, don't go too fast now because we would not want to have you go in the ditch. But it does ride a lot smoother at 45. I agree as well. And it's a good bridge now. So
understand, Metro will be out there because they are sneaky. So they just don't want anybody crashing. We've had a couple accidents out there that they've had to take care of because of speed. So just watch your speed. Metro's out there to be your friend, but they are there to help you. Is that it?
Thank you.
You're the best, Sue. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Next informational item, received a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater and water usage. Does someone have a report they can, I think there's a representative here.
There wasn't one provided this month.
Not one provided? Okay, no report provided. We'll move on to the next item. Receive a report from Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. We have a
no report provided again.
No report for this either.
Wow.
Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
I'm ready.
Oh, there you are.
I'm fast.
Scaring me. Okay.
So Kelly Lair, LEHR, University of Nevada, Reno Extension. I got to go get it. We competed in the LEGO Robotics Southern Nevada Championship competition on Saturday, December 14th at SECTA in Henderson. And the Searchlight 4-H Miners, the culmination of three boys in the junior high school division, surprisingly received the most points for their robot mission that they've ever received. And I know the librarians were coming in here and watching them sometimes. And it's very frustrating because they can't predict what the robot's going to do. And they got the most points they've ever gotten first and foremost, they were in the top 10 to get to the championship. It's the first time they've ever done it, so it was just a big deal to get there. And then they scored the most points they've ever scored, 170 points, and they were so excited. But the top 10 teams were scoring 300, 400 points. And so they weren't at the bottom, but they didn't go on, but they were perfectly fine. It was the first year. They were recognized by their peers. They got a peer award. I brought the actual cute little award so you guys could see that. And it's all the different teams voted for them because they went out and they were talking to them and getting them to sign a petition about keeping the oceans clean and to not wear certain sunscreens and pollute the coral reefs. And then they also received an award at the championship called the Rising All-Star Award. And that was given to them by all of the judges, knowing that these kids have some really good things coming in the future and they're really looking at their potential and excited to see them next year. So Devin and I mean, obviously are very excited about that growth because if we can get some more kids in this, they've already experienced some success and it was just thrilling. It was a crazy 4 months. For us, and so we're looking for any type of volunteers, and the parents were super special, but it was exhausting. And driving them back and forth, I know that's why they haven't had it in the past, is because the transportation's been an issue, and that's something we can help with. I loved it. Watching them go up and receive the trophy was phenomenal. And on that, there's a representative from Jackie Rosen's office that's contacted me, and they wanted to come out in October and see the garden. I think they think it's flourishing so much it's feeding all of Searchlight. And so I delayed that a little bit. But they also want to give congressional recognition certificates to the boys that were in the robotics competition. So they're going to come out next Friday and look at the garden and take pictures and give the certificates to me to present to the kids. So I'm hoping maybe next month I could get those families here and we can present them with those certificates. Our 4-H programming changed slightly this spring. Devin began teaching a garden curriculum with hydroponic principles to the kindergarten through fifth grade. And last time I was here, I told you it was gonna change. So she's doing Wednesday mornings. There's a need for the kids to have some place to go before school because the school doesn't open for them early enough. And so Wednesday mornings, Devin comes and she's here with them from 8 o'clock until the school opens and she has breakfast snacks for them. And the library and community center are nice enough that they open up early. The hydroponics are right around this corner. The kids started growing last week and there's actually stuff that's budding. And the objective is to get them to grow on their own. Those were from a grant, Green Our Planet. We got the grant and 17 of the systems are down in Laughlin and Devin teaches the second graders down there, science unit. But she had extra units, so she brought them up here and so the kids can benefit from that. And so then they'll replant in the children's garden when the weather warms up and those are big enough to replant. Her new curriculum is not that exciting for kids. Like the first 10, 15 minutes, they're planting and they're looking at seeds and looking at plants. And so what we decided to do was work food into it. They love the food. So we decided to do the colors of the rainbow. So she started this morning with yellow. And so they were crushing and making lemonade and they were tasting squash. And so next week is purple. So for those of you that have kids that are coming home, they're coming home with different colored foods and it's not processed. So it's good foods. The Teen Survivor Series resumed on Friday afternoons and it'll run through May, just as the Little Kids program. We look forward to partnering with Endow this Friday. So in 2 days, Endow will come and teach them a safety series for kayaks. And then Saturday, the 15th, sorry, Mark, it's during the puppy thing. We're gonna go down to Cottonwood Cove with the 8 kayaks from Endow and they're gonna teach the kids how to kayak and fish off the kayaks. It's a cool partnership, I couldn't pass it up. And then they'll bring their backyard bass activity, which is kind of fun for the kids to learn how to cast when they're on the shore. And we're also looking forward to Boulder Dam Credit Union coming with a financial literacy program. They have some hands-on activities and then we hope to open some accounts for the kids because they're Boulder City school kids that they get all the benefits of that. And it's all free. And we're going to do cooking and food preservation. We did dessert decorating last Friday. This place looked like I Love Lucy. There was flour and stuff everywhere, and I kept telling the kids, this is why your parents don't let you in the kitchen. But it's okay, because that's how they're going to learn. The fact that they didn't know the difference between a teaspoon, a tablespoon, and a cup was funny, because I was telling them to keep with that recipe. You have to be really strict with the recipe. Oh, honey, that's not a teaspoon. That's a cup. And so all my vanilla was in a cup, and I'm thinking, oh, that's going to taste horrible. But that's how they learn. And so that's kind of a cool thing for UNR to bring to them, because they're not messing up your kitchen. But I had to clean up for Michelle. It took me a good hour and a half to clean up. So we're bringing some things. We did small woodworking. We'll do camping essentials. It's anything we can bring that's hands-on that the kids will have fun and do some teamwork building. Devin is also offering an Outdoor Nevada Club, and it began January 27th. We try and schedule it around teacher in-service days for Clark County, so the kids have something to do. She may have misread it for February, because our Davis Dam hike is this coming Monday, which is President's Day and not a teacher in-service day, but they're off of school. So we're going to have them meet us at Davis Dam. We'll do activities. One of our volunteers is really into biology, so she's going to be discussing the different fish in the river and doing some different fun hands-on activities there. And they're actually, once again, going to build a dam with food items, because you have to feed them when they go. Then we come back here in April. So Cottonwood Cove is in April. We should have flyers on the back table. And we've also collaborated with Bronson from Parks and Rec. He stopped in a little earlier, but he couldn't stay. We started a six-week workshop involving healthy aging and living, Master Gardeners, Healthy Happy Herb Lessons, and the Alzheimer's Association components. We began the series in January, and it goes from noon to 1 at the Laughlin Senior Center, 1975 Erie. It's right there at the Community Center and Boys and Girls Club. Devin is hosting the last herb class tomorrow, and it's all hands-on. It's planting herbs, it's taking herbs home, it's things to do with herbs. You can do salt scrubs, and you can make wreaths, and you can do sachets, and so she has all of that. It's all free. It's been super informative and interactive, and then the Alzheimer's Association will take over the last two Thursdays of the month, and so they're there to help with caregivers and give information and let them know some of the services that they can help with. Flyers are in the back. Our Healthy Aging Initiative Department also created Valentines to promote intergenerational collaboration. And that's one of the things we're trying to do at UNR in both communities, Searchlight and Laughlin. Billy's gonna deliver 20 of the Valentines that the kids colored and decorated, and the people in North Las Vegas got roses. And I'm like, I want roses. I want to deliver roses to these people. Well, they didn't have enough, obviously. It was like the egg shortage. They couldn't find enough roses. And so I just have candy for them, which I'm sure they'll appreciate. But some of them are funny. They'll bring a smile to their faces. And it's a Valentine where a kid is thanking them. And you're like, what are you thanking them for? You don't even know them. But it's adorable. It's thanks for everything you do, which to me is intergenerational. You've done everything. You're teaching us. You're guiding us. You're mentoring us. And some of them are just beautiful. And so I'm looking forward to that. We're going to do it in Laughlin as well. SBO completed the paperwork for the grant for the shade structure. For the garden, it's completed, and now we're just holding our breath. We're a great candidate for it, and so we're waiting to hear. The shed has a leveled area, thanks to Charlie and Billy. The trees have been planted. All of the raised beds have owners and planters, and things are growing. Don said he planted okra, and people are growing different lettuces and radishes, and it's pretty fun to watch. Irrigation was installed. Las Vegas Valley Water District came through again. They came and hooked us up to the main water line. And so when it warms up, we're going to have those raised risers go into every bed, and the timers have been purchased, and so each bed will have their own timer. We do have some taller beds and some of the lower ones that are available if anybody's interested. Kayla and Aubin went through a Master Gardener series through UNR Extension, and they are certified. They're certified Master Gardeners. So they're going to be running the informational meetings every month, and they are your go-tos for any questions in the garden. Aubin is fantastic with trees, and this gal, anything green, she will grow. She's got a green thumb, so perfect. They're called Master Gardener interns, but they're Master Gardeners. January was National Radon Awareness Month, and my office has free kits to test the soil around homes. I did it last year. I did have some here. They're gone. So when I come through on Friday for the teen scene, I will bring more and leave them with the library. If that's okay with you guys, I'll leave them with the library, and then there's some informational packets. But really free of charge, you put it at the lowest point of your house. You open up a little plastic container, you let it sit for 2-3 days, and then you ship it out, postage is free, and the people that are in charge of this, they're really up north, but they will say either you have no problems at all, or here's some concerns and this is how you mitigate. And so kind of a neat thing for Nevada because we have terrible soil. So any questions for me? That was a lot of information, sorry.
Any questions from the public? Questions, comments from the board? Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, you guys.
Next informational item, receive a report from Tyler Young, Searchlight Library, regarding current and ongoing programs.
Michael Chapman, Library Assistant, CHAPMAN. And the library on Thursdays, that's our craft days, and it's a different craft every Thursday. We started at 11:30 in the morning. I want to focus this particular month on the craft we're having on Thursday the 20th. It's outside view painting. We have a painting professional that's coming to lead that class, and she's been here before, and she's great. We have sewing, which is on the third Tuesday of each month right here inside this room at 11, and it's the only sewing class being offered anywhere in Clark County. As far as we know, we had someone come from Las Vegas to learn how to sew last month. So it's a special thing, and Michelle's great at teaching that. On the 22nd, Saturday of this month, we're having our book club. And what's great is we, for a long, long time, only just had one person coming to the book club, and now we actually have a little bit of a group that's coming reading the books that we have each month, so we hope we can continue to grow that Book of the Month Club program. And that's all we have for this month.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Any questions from Michael, from the public? Board, any questions? Okay. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Next informational item, receive a report, Kyle Myers, regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
Thank you, Chair. I only have two small things from the last couple months. Both street signs. One was a crosswalk sign actually right outside the community center here on Michael Wendell Way and Cottonwood Cove Road. And there was a another caution sign next to the El Rey Motel on Hobson Street. And not public works related, but I just want to throw out there that the safety barrier in the parking lot at the senior center has been fixed. I'd like to thank Mark and RPM for getting that done for us. Was down for a while, if you didn't notice, but they finally got it back up, so that's really good. And that's all I have, and I'll take any questions out there if there is any. Or anything from the board?
Anything from the board? Well.
Judy Bender from Buzzroom. I don't know if it's been a year since that road was graded, but it's due, but it's so darn dry. If we get some rain this week and the next time public works people are out, maybe they can run a blade up there. Very washboardy. generally in good condition since there's been zero rain.
That's Grandpa's Road, correct?
And
Judy, that's Grandpa's Road, correct?
Pardon?
That's Grandpa's Road?
Grandpa's Road, yeah, the 1.7 miles that okay. The county maintains with the annual.
I'll coordinate with Tammy and we'll get something.
Okay, and hopefully this rain they're predicting will happen this week and it'll be a lot easier to blade it when it happens.
Fingers crossed, right?
Thank you, Judy. Any other questions from the board? No. Next item, informational item, review the Searchlight Town Advisory Board bylaws. Discussion only.
Mark, correct me if I'm wrong. Were there any changes made to the bylaws from the last term?
No, there's no changes. This is more of just like a cursory to make sure you're aware of them and you can look through them. There's not really any changes you can make because and the reason for that is because all the town boards are trying to keep the same, so it makes sense for all the town boards. So. But if you do have any questions, just let me know and I can look into it. We can always talk to our district attorney and find out more information why it doesn't fit and all that. But generally, it's just more of a cursory review.
I'm familiar with the bylaws, so I'm, I don't know if you guys have any questions or concerns. I'd like to go ahead and motion that we approve the 2025 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting. Oh, sorry. Review the Searchlight Town Advisory Board bylaws.
Just discussion.
Okay. Oh, we don't have to approve it. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, then yeah. So.
Okay. Planning and zoning, no issues this evening. General business, review, discuss, and approve 2025 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting dates. Take any action deemed appropriate. We have a calendar, draft calendar.
Standard calendar with holidays at the end of the year being canceled.
Yep, that's
looks good to me. I'll go ahead and make the motion to approve the 2025 Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting dates.
All in favor, aye.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters related to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker podium. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Any comments then?
While Judy's on her way up, I just wanted to point out real quick. When we read the water district report earlier, I didn't realize there was two reports for January and February. James read the January one, but the February report is in the on the back table if anyone would like to see it.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
And that's also the same for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. So the January one is the one we read. The February one is also there.
Judy Bendorf, Grandpa's Road. I want to thank Tammy and Metro code enforcement and all the people that finally got the squatters out of our neighborhood. And now they're someone else's problem. I'm not sure where they all went. So, and our new neighbor out there, Danny Gonzalez, has actually purchased or has under contract the two lots where they were squatting. And he's cleaning them up at his expense. And there was a lot of stuff out there that they'd hauled in. And so hopefully it'll be quiet community again.
That's great news.
Yes.
Thank you, Judy. Any other members of the public want to make comments, discussion, anything from the board? Go ahead.
It's with the for the Friends of Ibiquime for the National Monument. We have a few upcoming events. On the next, on the first Saturday of March, there'll be an event out of Walking Box Ranch. It's the usual, starts at 9 a.m., so you can sign up for that. There'll be a speaker and the usual cleanup. We'll also be doing a hike, which will be led by myself and Eileen from Searchlight, and that'll be out at Hyco Springs. That information is also on our website and available for sign up. And then in April, we'll have our first Saturday as always, but we're also doing a BioBlitz on the 25th through the 27th. So there'll be a lot going on that weekend. There'll be speakers and a lot of events going on out at Walking Box Ranch. We're trying to bring in some biologists, talk about the native plants, birds, animals, things like that. So it should be a great time for the community and trying to get the community involvement in that as well.
Okay, thank you. Anything else from the board?
The speaker this on March 1st is going to be at the Native American coordinator, that because Ibiquime is managed by Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, and the Colorado River Indian Tribes, or Fort Mojave.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, anything else from the community board? All right, let's move on to the next item. Our next meeting is February 26th,
so
is
that's
that right?
Actually, there's a change because we had an agenda log amendment so that zoning has been moved to March 26th. So then technically our next meeting will be March 12th.
So our next meeting will be the 12th of March.
Right.
And there'll be
just
another
standard meeting.
There'll be a second meeting in March on the 26th.
Okay.
At this time. And the reason it says February is because we posted earlier. We just got the amendment this morning.
So. Okay. All right. So our next meeting again is March 12th. And that closes this meeting. Call for adjournment.
I second the adjournment.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Good job, Mr. Chair.
Good job, James. Recorder. Thank you.
Mark. Thank you.